Case number 12,985, William McKeon seeks variances from the side yard setback, separation distance, and lot coverage requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-187 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of North Drive and east of Camp Arrowhead Road within the West Bay Mobile Home Park. The 911 address is 34922 North Drive in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 40, Lot B3. The applicant is seeking a 2-foot and 3.1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing landing with steps and a 2% variance from the 35% maximum lot coverage for an existing mobile home and shed. We have one letter of opposition, no letters of support, and no mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Ms. Norwood, what were those variances needed again? I apologize.
2 foot and 3.1 and a 2% from the 35%.
And 2 foot and 3.1 from the side or the separation?
Side.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
Okay. I have my husband here, also a member from the home company that we bought from. Okay. So all
if
three
you
of
all
us.
Want to step up, I'll get your names and testimony and then swear you in at the same
over
time.
Over here. Gil.
Yeah. Over there?
Yeah.
Yep.
You state your name and address for the record, please.
Kelly McKeon, 34922 North Drive, Lewis.
William McKeon, 34922 North Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Gil Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good evening. You may present your case.
I apologize in advance. I wasn't prepared to talk tonight, but my husband said, happy anniversary, you're up. So we're going with a written statement here. We're here tonight in hopes that you, the board, will allow us to keep the steps off our sliding back door. Before we demolished our family home and proceeded with having our family home, a new family home built, we needed park approval. In the exhibits provided, you will see that we had park approval prior to our house being demolished. In order to get the park approval, a list of requirements were given to us that had to be met. It was also given to the home builder. Some of these items included a 5/12 roof pitch, proper permits and insurance by all contractors, and the scope of the work lined out in bullet prints. We provided this document as well as showing the scope of work, who would be doing the work, and in what order. Once we had the park approval, our family home was demolished. We moved our family into a rental and began the demolition process. This was the first hiccup with the park, as they wanted another tree removed after the expert said he could bring the house in how it was. We removed the tree, paid for the tree to be removed in order to keep the project on track. The team then began preparing the lot for the home properly and over square footage. When we first started this project, we verbally talked with the park management and told them the shed that we had previously would be staying as it was in good condition. We had a meeting with the park owner who agreed that the shed would stay, and his words were, I'm the boss and it's my decision and it's okay to stay. Once we got this worked out, the only part of the site work that the park had to do was place the stakes for the home placement. They made it clear that they would stake the house, not the home builder, as they would do for any other house that comes into the community. They have an agreement with another home company that they typically bring homes in for, and we went against that and went with somebody else. They made it clear that they would stake the house out as they would for any other house in the community. With that being said, the park was made aware of the schematics and steps before placement and approval. If you look at the list of project scope, it lines out that the front steps would be facing towards the roadway or driveway, and the steps off the sliding door would be coming straight off the door. The house was staked on the minimum setback requirements, in return making us out of compliance with the steps. Our contractor contacted us and stated he couldn't place the steps the way we wanted, as it would go into the neighbor's property, and advised us on what he recommended. We took his recommendation and changed the placement of the steps, not knowing that they would still not be in compliance with the county code. We need these steps. We do have a special needs son who's autistic and an elderly mother-in-law living with us. In the event of a fire or emergency, we would need a second door to enter and exit on these steps to get them out for safety. We believed everything was getting done correctly and by code, as we were the home buyers and we had two entities that said they knew what they were doing. We hope that the board will agree with us and allow these steps to stay for a safety standpoint, if anything else. There was a comment made on the website, on your website, the opposition, and we do have some comments about that if you have questions.
Would you like us to go through the pictures and describe where it was on, or go over to objection comment from the park?
I need you to go through the five standards of a variance, the criteria for granting a variance.
Okay. The uniqueness of property?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's start there.
No, the property was already state. This property was staked incorrectly.
Okay.
We contacted the park. They knew we wanted to bring the house in, and they informed the home center that they would place the stakes, not you.
So the park did that?
The park did the placement of the stakes, correct.
Okay. It was not you?
Correct. It was not us, and it was not not the home center.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. It cannot otherwise be developed. The property is already improved. The variance request to remain as such due to the fact it was staked improperly. So it's not in any way detrimental to the neighborhood. It doesn't affect the aesthetics of the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, it's an improvement. So it's not created by the applicant regarding that. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood in any way, shape, or form. And it is a minimum variance. We weren't aware that the shed was going to be so much square footage, but the shed's been there for decades. It's a beautiful shed. To replace that shed is probably $10,000 to $15,000 hardship on them. So our recommendation, once brought to our knowledge, is go ahead and leave the shed and hope that the board will have, you know, will go in their favor. Because, again, it's a hardship that they shouldn't have to endure for a shed that's been there for 20-some years and had a permit on it. Houses have been built around this property. Sheds have been placed in close proximity to this shed, so it's not really the one that's out of compliance. It's the ones that came after it. So in short, we reconstructed the project as close to code as possible, but they knew that there was doors on both sides of the house, on each side, so, and they staked it too far to the right. So we did pyramid steps to accommodate, so it wasn't going out as too much. But it's not aesthetically unpleasing. I have photos of it. It's a very nice landing. They're happy with it. So we're asking that the board, you know, rule in their favor that this not be an inconvenience and an expense to them.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Questions from the board?
Anybody complain about the steps or anything that's involved in this variance?
No, to be honest with you, so this process has been going on since last December, and everyone in our community has come up to us and thanked us for improving the community with this new home. So we have not. We have new neighbors that came in on the one side of us, and we talked to them two weekends ago, and they had no issues with how our steps were.
Did you need... I might have missed this, and you might have said this already. Did you need, like, any kind of approval from, like, any kind of HOA or anything?
It's not an HOA, but it's the park owner and manager. We literally had to submit all documents of literally, okay, this person's going to be here on this day. Here's the schematics of what size house is, what size the steps are going to be. All of that had to be approved even before our previous home was demolished.
That was all approved?
Yes.
Thank you.
Are we able to change these pictures over here to show you the bullet points?
I believe Ann can, yes. I believe Ms. Lepore can.
I think we submitted the emails that said that there was park approval and different things like that.
They also had a schematic of the house showing what the house was going to look like, where both doors were, and also had the point stating that the steps would be on both sides of the house. The steps on the left side would have been a 4-foot landing coming down towards the road or the driveway. The steps off the sliding door that's in question now, we're going to come straight out. As my wife said, the contractor called us saying it's not going to work. You're going to infringe on the neighbor's property. Here's what I recommend. Go with the pyramid steps. That way on your property. If you look at some of the pictures we posted, there are pictures with these steps in question. There's two trees that are between the houses. There it is right now. There's the two trees. This one is on the neighbor's property. The front one is on our property. Our steps are behind both those trees, so they're not infringing on the neighbor's property as well. The only issue right now would be the setback allowance that we found out about 20 feet.
Are your neighbors okay with it?
So far, they haven't complained. When they first moved in, these are the neighbors that just moved in. They asked what the sign was about. I informed them. I said, here's what's going on. And they said, oh, okay, no problem. So they didn't oppose or say that's going to be an issue or anything. The next day is when the park manager made that opposition. My only rebuttal to that is she made the opposition. She could have been here tonight. She's not. And also, if that's going to be infringing on their property, what two trees that are in the way? Our steps are behind that. So how much damage could 2 feet do if the trees are past that?
Her opposition was that we could remove one board from our steps and that we'd be in compliance. And any contractor that I have had come out and take a look has no idea what one board would do. It wouldn't do very much. So I'm not exactly sure what that was about.
Do you have an HVAC unit anywhere?
Yes, in fact, we originally had the HVAC unit on this side of the steps by that first tree, in between the first tree and the steps. Mm-hmm. And the home center said, we're going to move it to the back of the house so that way it's not infringed on that side anymore. That way
Sure. There's
less over there. It's already a tight space. We're going to move it and make it no issue at all.
So we don't need a variance or anything for that?
Yeah, everything that's already on the permits, on the footprint is there, and nothing else is planned.
Any questions from the board?
The only thing these steps would be used for would be taking out the trash, because the trash can't sit right there, or, like my wife said, an emergency. Other than that, we don't even use them.
Is there any narrower homes available? We had to go
for a family of five and a mother-in-law who moved in with us, no.
Full house.
Yeah, it's full, very full house. It fits us perfectly. It's what we chose. It's what was approved. It's our home, and now this is where we're at.
I mean, as you can show by our presentation, we tried to pay by everything that was required. We went through all the steps with the park. We tried to meet all the requirements by the county, and then this came up at the last minute, and here we are trying to make the last thing we need to get the final CO.
So you said this house was placed December a year ago?
No. So we started the process of going through the home center last December. The house was placed sometime in April, was it? April.
Okay. Gotcha. Mr. Short?
And the house is like 1,750 square feet, if I read that right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You ready?
Just a couple questions. Are there on the other side of the house? Are there trees in that area that kind of limit the ability to have the house more centered on the lot?
That would have prevented it from being centered? No. I mean, there is one tree on that side, but it could have been moved to more towards that side.
But had the landlord staked it
correct
properly?
Correct. Have that they issue. Placed it on the bare minimum of the septic line, and they could have moved it more towards the other side, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a septic on the property, or is it sewer?
There is a grinder in the back of the house, behind the house, but that has no effect on where it's at or where the house would have been placed.
So you have utilities on the other side of the lot? Is that
correct. The utilities are behind the house. They run in between the houses in the back. Our meter's on the back of the house, next to the air conditioning. That way it wasn't on that side.
And I'm guessing that the shed, is that used for, outside equipment, lawnmowers, tools?
Kids bikes,
stuff?
Kids,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Not enough room in the house for those things with family five?
Correct.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
If that concludes your presentation, you may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12985 for Mr. William McKean and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12985 for William McKean for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I don't believe the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I also believe it does represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 4-0, your case is approved. Next case?